He says to Moses, he says, pick up the snake, but do it by the tail. I'm not a snake guy, but the one thing I do know is you don't pick up snakes by the tail. As long as I hold it behind the head, I would be tempted to think my intelligence, my knowledge will keep me safe with this that is dangerous. But if I pick it up by the tail, I'm only safe when I hold it the way he says to hold it. I love the story with Moses and his rod. I use it for a lot of things because it speaks to me so deeply. But he's got this shepherd's rod that has been with him for, you know, the 40 years that he had sheep in the wilderness. And the thing about a shepherd's rod is they would have this staff. They would actually carve on this staff their journey. It was like a diary. This had like the record 40-year history. This is, Moses could say, this is my life as a shepherd. It's all represented in this staff. And God comes along and required of him what he required of his disciples. They had to leave everything. Moses had to take the only thing that was significant in his life and throw it down. Now you're awake. I'm just glad I didn't break this little light here, guys. Sorry, I almost... Yeah, just take it out of my allowance. Yeah. So he throws the rod down, and you know the story. It becomes a snake. It's just this bizarre thing. Do you know whatever you have in your hand is a snake? You just don't know it yet? Wow. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be holding it. It just means you need to understand what you're holding. Wow. What did Pharaoh's magicians do? They threw down their rods and they became snakes, right? What did Moses' rod do? He ate their snakes. So where is the power of the enemy? It's in the belly of your snake. It's in the belly of your authority. So here we've got the snake down here. I don't like snakes. I don't like them in National Geographic. I know it's not cool to kill snakes, so I won't tell you. But when it was legal, there were a couple rattlesnakes that went to meet Jesus. They don't make me happy. I don't like them. Just tell Ben Armstrong, because he collects them. He loves snakes. So here's the snake, and it's a poisonous viper, and it is my history with God. It's my training. And as good as my training is, when I throw it down, I see it for what it is. Wow. And then he says, the most illogical instruction, except from God's perspective, it's perfect logic, perfect reason, absolute perfect intelligence. He says to Moses, he says, pick up the snake, but do it by the tail. I'm not a snake guy, but the one thing I do know is you don't pick up snakes by the tail. So what does that mean Moses has to do? He has to pick up the snake by the tail. I'm just scared to death. One of these days I'm going to use this illustration and this mic stand is going to turn into something. And I'm going to be out in Hebrews lobby while you guys deal with this thing. So just between you and me. So he has Moses pick up the snake by the tail. As long as I hold it behind the head, I would be tempted to think my intelligence, my knowledge will keep me safe with this that is dangerous. But if I pick it up by the tail, I'm only safe when I hold it the way he says to hold it. It's like he doesn't mind me having stuff. He just wants me to hold it by the tail. He just wants me to live with the realization that you got it. I gave it to you. Wow. Just hold on to it correctly. Because if you hold it incorrectly, the very thing that is the blessing to you can turn against you. The very thing that is your tool to succeed in your assignment suddenly becomes the very thing that can threaten your life. That's the journey. It's not a, as C.S. Lewis says of Aslan, Chronicles of Narnia, the whole seven books, Aslan is not a tame lion. And this journey with this Jesus is not a tame journey. It's a journey where we have the privilege, day after day, of holding what he gives us in a way that he says to hold it, so that we can see him glorified by our continuous ongoing offering. Because what I've learned is my yes, 40 years ago, I meant it. But I say yes day after day after day, as we sang tonight, to reaffirm that decision then. In the same way with my wife, I said I love you to her many, many, many years ago when we got married. But I also say it many times a day now. Amen. Because it's still active. It's still true. And the Lord wants us to not build our estimation of how well we're doing on the journey by the externals. Now, next week, or the next time I'm up here, you know, maybe I'll talk to you about how to get the breakthrough and the fulfillment of vision and all the other stuff that I love to talk about. But tonight, I want to hit just this one simple thought. And that is, my evaluation of my life has nothing to do with all these things. The promotion, the favor, the home, the whatever it might be, which are secondary important things, but they're not primary. Primary is that in crisis, I know who to talk to. I'm on a journey. He's promised his voice to me. His presence is with me. He'll never leave me. If I'm anxious, I lose sight of him. If I'm anxious and angry or frustrated, I lose connection with him, but he hasn't left. I've just lost my awareness of his touch on my life. The best thing I can do for me is just hold with confidence the snake by the tail, just believing I'm safe because he says I'm safe. And suddenly, my moments in him mean more. I'm thankful for the house. I'm thankful for the promotion. I'm thankful for all the stuff. But the real treasure isn't any of that. It remains the journey. It remains that when I'm in trouble, he speaks. You know, if you took everybody in this room and you took all of our life, our giftings, our history, our culture, our family line, our what you inherit spiritually, naturally, everything about our life, every experience, everything, just pile it high. Every issue of our life, if you strip away every one of those things and you finally get down to that one thing that we all share together in common denominator, the one thing would be, I called upon the name of the Lord and he heard me. That's the common denominator. Everybody in this room had that one moment where you heard him speak to you. You became aware of the opportunity and you called to him and he heard you. And he saved your soul. That's the one thing everybody in this room has in common. And holding to that tail, so to speak, holding to that that God has released in my life, knowing it is the blessing of the Lord, but I will gladly throw it down. It is the blessing of the Lord, but I live with a purpose to honor him with every action. If I can hold it and glorify God, I will hold it till I die. if the best way to glorify him is to throw it on the ground, then I throw it on the ground. Because it's the journey. It's the person I walk with. It's not the and all these things.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.